Hello, welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan, and we're in the old museum building. And with us today, we have...
Hi, I'm Sienda McNamara, and I'm the director of A Little Night Music, the concert for the Brisbane Philharmonic Orchestra.
Can you tell me how this project came about?
Certainly. Late last year, Michael Keane, who is the conductor of the orchestra, approached me. We've been friends and colleagues for a number of years now. We've talked about wanting to do a Sondheim, and the opportunity came up. Brisbane Philharmonic were looking for a project for their first show for the year, and so Michael pitched it to John Connolly, who's the head of the Brisbane Philharmonic, and the rest, I guess, is history. And we're finding ourselves 3 days out at the SitzPro. At the moment.
Yeah, now there's a word I hadn't heard before. Thank you for expanding my my vocab on that one. Now, the concert productions of musicals, how do you go about imaging that and finding a balance between a concert and a musical?
Look, it's been a challenge, but... a really interesting one, because this is my first experience of trying to find that balance, and working out what we need to tell of the story that'll lead us from song to song and give us backstory for characters in their songs that they are singing. So it's been a bit of a challenge, and we're still finding out how it's going to work out.
But we're not, it's... we're going to see. I see there's a whole pile of costumes and props lined up here, ready to go. So it is, you'll get a theatrical experience.
You will get a theatrical experience, but it's sort of, we're using costumes to kind of notate or hint at, like it's not exactly of the period and of the era, but kind of representative of, and I guess that's how we're treating the staging. It's not a full stage production, but it is kind of representative of it.
And obviously we have a full Philharmonic Orchestra
there. Yes, we do. They'll be on stage, so everyone will be able to see them.
And we also have some very accomplished voices in Brisbane musical theatre there too. Do you want to run through who we're going to see?
Certainly. So we actually have a cross-section of artists from musical theatre, opera, and I guess the legitimate theatre, as it's termed. We have the wonderful Elise Grieg playing Desiree. We have Louisa Prosser playing Charlotte. We have the wonderful artists from Opera Queensland, Adele King, Dominique Fegan, Bernard Wheaton, Louise Dorsman, and Oliver Boyd, who are our ensemble.
And that's Sam, quite an ensemble.
They are an extraordinary ensemble, and we're very fortunate to have them. And we have the wonderful Sam Hartley playing Carl Magnus. He's from traditionally the opera world, but I've worked with him on musical theatre pieces before. And then we have Sarah Murr, Jonathan Hickey, Irina, Issa Flynn, all from the kind of musical theatre opera crossover world. So, and then we have Chris Kellett obviously playing Frederick, and he is very well known around Brisbane musical theatre circles.
Now, I'm going to get my Sondheim tragic here to ask the Sondheim questions.
I guess my question is, why did you choose, you said you wanted to do a Sondheim piece, why choose A Little Night Music? I've heard A Little Night Music being referred to as a 2.5 hour excuse to hear someone sing Send in the Clowns.
Oh, I think that's
harsh.
A bit rough.
Harsh.
Look, for me, it was, we were tossing up between a number of Sondheim musicals, but this has not been performed. Like, I can't actually find out the last time that it was performed. I do believe in Brisbane, the last time it was like late 70s, early 80s. So it's been quite a long time, and it's been quite dormant. And actually what is extraordinary is that there are about 3 productions in Australia this year. Of like, there's a fully mounted production in Melbourne. I think it's just been on. And then there's our concert version. And then there are a number of people wanting to do this play, it hasn't been done. So, yeah.
Why do we keep getting Cats and not get more Sondheim? Where is this, the balance wrong?
I don't know. Yes. But for me, I guess, why? People don't know it, but when they do find themselves listening to Sondheim, they can't help but kind of get into it, I think. So I think it's just about educating audiences and getting their palates wet with more Sondheim, and that way we can kind of build it up. But in saying that, Sondheim is a tricky beast, from the actual book itself to the music. Like, the music is incredibly beautiful and incredibly dense, but really challenging.
Yeah, we've just come out to what will be intermission after a weekend in the country. Mm. My goodness, how many parts are there in that?
Everyone's singing except Madame Armfeld, so there are, I think, about 13 parts in it, yeah, or something like that.
And very few of them the same thing at the same time.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Sondheim, is it better known in other parts? Is his music better regarded?
He's the father of modern musical theatre, and as such, in America, is very highly regarded. I think you will find he's incredibly highly regarded in this country.
But only as this young man and I keep fighting about, in musical theatre circles, well regarded as this figure on top of some kind of a pedestal, but not so well known.
Everyone seems to know about Andrew Lloyd Webber and Cats and Phantom. Mm. And then the shows that I love, like Into the Woods, Assassins, the Sondheim stuff kind of are less well known. And I find that incredibly frustrating, because I think Sondheim is an incredible writer. Mm. And is it something less commercial about Sondheim?
I think you're asking the wrong person, because this will be my third Sondheim piece, and I really love it. And the musicals that you mentioned, I loved Assassins. I was in probably the first production in Queensland of Assassins. Yes, I guess there is that idea that Sondheim is kind of challenging to people's intellect or what have you. But for me, I think it's just an opportunity for us to keep talking to people about it and keep, you know, offering it as an option to people and presenting productions of it. Like, that's the wonderful thing about this. You know, the Brisbane Philharmonic are a widening of audiences and allowing for people to get a chance to have a listen to it. I don't think it would be a deterrent in terms of, I guess, commercial success, like as a reason why I would choose to do a Sondheim over a Lloyd Webber. But then, you know, I'm more interested in the creative side of things. I'm very aware of, you've still got to sell tickets, of course, but I don't know. Sorry, Oliver, I don't know how to answer that question.
That's you're staging it at the Princess Theatre. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting venue. Why did you choose that one?
Ah, look, it's a beautiful old venue, and it's one of my favourite venues in Brisbane. I've loved it for a really long time, but
it doesn't look like it's come out of a flat pack, which is my criticism of QPAC. I love it in terms of its acoustics, but it's not an attractive building.
No, it's not. The Princess is definitely not a flat pack theatre. It's one of the old, beautiful theatres that we have here. And what's really great about it, so Desiree is an actress in a touring company of players, in a repertory company of players. And the Princess Theatre actually would have been an operating theatre at the time that this play is set. So for me, that's a really nice kind of, I guess, inside joke or an idea that's what I like about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is our final pitch. Tell me, why should I buy a ticket?
It's the chance to see a really wonderful piece of American musical theatre performed by extraordinary performers and a wonderful orchestra. It's a chance to listen to a 50-piece orchestra and actors sing this, I think, incredible geniuses in music. So for me, it's an opportunity that isn't going to come along for another 30 years, possibly. So, yeah, that would be my reason.
Will I need tissues?
Can't hurt.
Excellent. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. See ya.
Testing my brain, guys.